The Havana Docks Corporation sits at the heart of a landmark Supreme Court decision that opens the door for lawsuits over American assets confiscated in Cuba's early years. The ruling, backed by the Trump administration, could pave the way for similar claims and affect other companies that used expropriated properties. This development arrives amid rising U.S.-Cuba tensions, where humanitarian and political questions frame the debate. Supreme Court lets lawsuits over seized Cuban assets move forward, helping Havana Docks. The ruling could open similar claims from other U.S. companies that used confiscated property. The decision ties to U.S. Cuba policy and ongoing tensions around the embargo. The majority says claimants only need to show ownership or rights to use the property. The dissent questions the timing. The case continues, with another ExxonMobil claim still unresolved. U.S. Supreme Court allows Cuba property claims to move forward. Lead court rules for Havana Docks in an 8-1 decision. The Supreme Court ruled 8-1 in favor of Havana Docks Corporation, allowing it to press a claim against major cruise operators for using docks that Cuba seized in 1960. The case involves cruise lines, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and MSC Cruises for docking at the facilities between 2016 and 2019 during a brief period of travel liberalization. The docks were built in 1928 and were under private control until the Cuban government reclaimed them in 1960 without compensation. Ruling details and legal scope. The High Court did not set a final compensation amount. Instead, it cleared the way for the lawsuit to proceed under the framework created by the Helms-Burton Act, which allows U.S. citizens to sue over property that was confiscated by Cuba. The majority opinion, written by Justice Clarence Thomas, holds that current users of property tainted by past expropriation can be sued by any American with a claim. The ruling focuses on whether the cruise line's use of the docks can establish a basis for liability. Background on Havana Docks and the expropriation. The Havana Docks were constructed and operated by the claimant for decades. After the 1960 seizure, the Cuban government regained control of the facilities without paying compensation. A key earlier milestone, in 1971, the government recognized claim for the docks was certified by the Foreign Claims Settlement Commission at about $9.1 million, later adjusted for inflation. The commission certified nearly $1.9 billion in overall claims across thousands of applicants, a figure that has shaped decades of policy, debates, and legal actions. Context: U.S.-Cuba tensions and legal framework. The decision comes amid rising U.S.-Cuba tensions and a policy environment shaped by decades of sanctions. Congress passed the Helms-Burton Act in 1996, tying the normalization of relations to resolution of property claims and allowing U.S. entities to sue for trafficking in seized assets. Presidents from both parties intermittently suspended that provision. It was activated again during the Trump administration, enabling this line of lawsuits. The broader embargo against Cuba has restricted trade, including energy shipments, since the early 1960s. Conclusion: the Supreme Court decision marks a pivotal moment in how the United States addresses properties expropriated in Cuba's early years. By allowing lawsuits to proceed under the Helms-Burton Act, the ruling enables the Havana Docks Corporation and other American claimants to challenge current users of seized assets, potentially broadening liability for companies that benefited from expropriation. However, the ruling does not fix compensation amounts, and the process will unfold amid broader U.S.-Cuba tensions and sanctions policy. The outcome will depend on subsequent litigation, legislative action, and the willingness of courts to translate ownership claims into realized remedies. Frequently asked questions: what did the Supreme Court ruling allow? It lets lawsuits over property seized by Cuba move forward. The Havana Docks case can proceed against cruise lines that used the docks. Which company benefits from this decision? Havana Docks Corporation benefits. They sued Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line, and MSC Cruises. How many justices voted for the ruling and who wrote it? 8-1. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion. Justice Alina Kagan dissented. Could this open others like ExxonMobil? Yes. It could allow similar claims by other U.S. owners of seized Cuban assets. ExxonMobil's case is also in play. What is Helms-Burton and how does it relate? Helms-Burton is a 1996 law. It lets Americans sue for seized Cuban assets. Presidents can pause it, but Trump activated it for this case, opening the door for lawsuits.